make further progress. We see out of this matter. You may recall the Tosas says in Aplamen Amid Beis, the top Tosas, introduces an important concept called Hetera Bola versus Yisura Bola. This concept is found in the Masechta of Azara on the last daf of Ayin Vav, where the Gemara tells us that if something is Yisura Bola, then you have to kasher it the way it came in. If it came in Al Aish, kasher Al Aish. If it came in with water, you kasher with water. However, if it's a Hetera Bola, for example, Kotchim, even though it comes in fire, Shpudin Va'askel, they come in on fire, you can still kasher it with water. That's a special, unique leniency of a Hetera Bola. That's case number one. There's another case which is discussed by both sides, and that is the issue of Nat Bar Nat. What is a Nat Bar Nat? It's also found in the Tosas. Everything's found in this one daf. Nat Bar Nat is found in the Tosas, the bottom Tosas, and the Lamed Amud Aleph. No Sin Tam Bar No Sin Tamu. There too. It only applies to Hetera. What happens? Meat goes into the pot, and the pot goes into the fish, and the fish is still Hetera. If you apply the principle of Nat Bar Nat, you can take that fish and mix it with butter. It does not apply to Yisura. In other words, if you have you cook pork in a pot, and then the pot you put, then you cook fish in that pot, that fish is treif. Alright, so Nat Bar Nat, and the pork to the pot, and the pot to the fish, doesn't matter. Nat Bar Nat to Yisura. Fine. What else? If Yichodesh goes in, and the Vatan is a lechatchil. And the Vatan is a lechatchil. But Heter is Heter. No, you said the Vatan Heter lechatchil. That's also relevant to this parsha. And the fourth and final issue is, I will show you right now in the Mordechai, it's in the Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. I'd rather discuss all the issues first and then try to parse them if necessary. The fourth and final issue where Hetera versus Yisro can play a role. The Mordechai is on the Marmar Kuf, it's Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. Okay. This is page test in our print, the last line in column 1. We saw that expression, Bechula Misharina. Since we don't know how much comes out of the pot, we have to assume the worst. Worst case scenario that the entire pot is filled, is completely absorbed tarfus. You have to have 60 times the volume of the walls of the pot in the contents of the pot, which is a rarity. So we don't apply that over here. Why not? What's going on there? Why shouldn't we require that? We're talking about the case of a barrel which had beer in it, and the beer is chametz. It tells us no. The shani hapa the hetera gola hilkoch misharinet kefima shahoysa poletis ubatul bishishu hetera gola. We don't apply the principle of Bekula and Misharina. Why? Why should that be so? Why should that be so? Who cares that they're above? It should be an irrelevancy. Why should it matter? Why should it matter? So this is explained, Rabbi Osai. This Tosis is a little bit of enigmatic. Tosis doesn't tell you exactly what he's driving at. But thank God, when you look it up in the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch, they give us a much better clue as to what is happening over here. So I'm going to read to you from two sources which are found, again, in the regular Shulchan Aruch. Most of you, I think, still don't have one, but I strongly suggest you still get one. We have a whole year ahead of us. Simon Tuf Nun Aleph. I'll read you from two sources. One is the Vilna Gaon, Bir Hagra, and Simon Tuf Nun Aleph. We'll look it up later on if you're convenient. Siv Katan Samach. It's this very case from the Mordechai is found over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Open up, you have, since you do have Mishnah Berurahs, you'll find that's also helpful.
What's the Siv?
Chaf Aleph. Siv Chaf Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's open together. Hello, I have a Mishnah Berurah too. What does it say? Chavios shall cheres shenastu b'mshechas orim mutarim ba'agola over irish shlosh yamim. Irish shlosh yamim is a very fascinating concept, which I asked you to see on the Maram Kamas. What is this all about? You know, maybe we should just go slowly with Mishnah Berurahs, because even though it's not, they're not planned to do, but it's going to be helpful just to give us a general picture. So what does say Mishnah Berurah? There was Sheikhas Orim, there was regular beer made from barley. Mutaram Bagola Kuf Yudzayim. Oh, Darmina, Klei Cheres, and Yosef Gadol Fili Olam. Hainu, Dafkog, Shebolai, Deho Ur. Fire with heat. Ava Betzonein, Sagilu Bahagola. Okay, if it's cold, then it's sufficient to have Hagola, Rabosai. Fine. This is what some say. And others say no. It has to be Eino Ben Yomo, based upon no Saint Tam Lifga. That's the second opinion found in the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Yudzai. What's this 3 days business? What's 3 days? What 3 days? What 3 days come from? Mishnah Berurah, Shlosh Yomim, Tanoshi Yomalenu, Mayim, Afilu Tzolanim, Ayin Kol Gedosu. V'yishu Botocho Chov Dalet Shos, V'tuf Mayosu. 24 hours straight. V'chakei, Yarmi, Menu, Samayim, empty it out. V'yomalenu, Mayim, Achirim. And then you do it a third time. Okay, these 3 days, these three 24 hour periods can be whenever you want. Fine. Does it work? So it's a machloikis, Rabbi Osai. The Shach says at the end, it does not apply to Shar Isurim because Kovash can Mavushal, and Mavushal doesn't help. It only works over here when it comes to Yayin, when it comes to Yayin. So that's the Shach, as it's quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot, Kuf Yud Ches. Okay, so far, so good. Let's go a little bit further. This is the Mechaber. Now we have the Ramo. V'agolas hachobes yasi b'derach zeh yelav an avona v'yisim amem v'yar alem rostem v'klirishim v'galgal hachobes shegiyah hagolah l'chol mokom. Okay, a trick how to do the hagolah. Fine. U'b'diyevet. Catch this now. Im nostu lehen yayin o dvash b'lo hagolah rak shedichem heitem mitchila mutu lishos v'medah v'pes. B'diyevet. You had this barrel that had presumably absorbed beer. And now you put in wine, your pace of the wine for the abacosis. But the evidence, okay. We just saw that in the Mordechai. We just read it. Of course, the question becomes, why should I be okay? Comes along the Vilna Gaon and Sitkot and Samah and tells you the Mordechai. And the Mordechai said a terabola. He explains as follows. Like this. Listen to me carefully. B'sharinan keneged kulo. Why? Lefisha lefamim bolea lefamim polat en lam aladava rotalom. What says the Gra? Afim yodua kamayotu bimena. Here you can figure it out how much went out. Mikomakom choser ubolea vinase. The next word. Habalua nevela vechoser upolate. Whoa. This is an expression if you haven't had it, I don't think. It's called chaticha nasis nevela. Anyone ever heard of that in his life? What does it mean?
Not sure.
Okay, that's a good answer.
I know Hanan isn't a person.
Hanan. Right, that's a Rosh HaTev. It's Chaticha Nases Nevela. Okay? What do you mean Chaticha Nases Nevela? What does that mean? I'll give you an explanation of what it really means. Very important to know. Very important. Very critical phrase. In the original manifestation of Chaticha Nases Nevela is in Basa B'Cholof. Basa b'cholav means that you have a piece of meat and some milk, and it becomes a nevela. It's not a nevela. The meat was okay, the milk was okay. You put them together, boom, an explosion. It becomes nevela. And you now need 60 times the entire mixture to say the principle of bitul b'shish. Fine. That's a basa b'cholav. Does this extend past basa b'cholav, Rabbi Osai? Is the most critical dispute of all in all of your day. That's it, the most. You apply what we call Chaticha Nasa Nevela B'Shari Suru. What does that mean? I have a piece of some trefa item, gets mixed in We'll say Tref Adam is called A. It's mixed into B. Okay? So A is mixed into B. Good. So, unfortunately, B did not have 60 times A, so therefore, you may not eat B, because B has absorbed the taste of A. Fine. Now, B, which already includes A, gets mixed into C. C is much bigger than B. Much bigger than B. But not quite 60 times bigger than B. But it's certainly 60 times bigger than A. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear. A is the original tray for food. B is the food into which it got mixed. And C is this much bigger food item. So do we say that A is now bottle in C? Or should we say no? A got mixed into B, and B didn't have shishim kenegda. So B is chaticha atzma nasis nevela. So B is considered to be a nevela. The only way we can be a matter if C is 60 times B, which we don't have. That's exactly the shayla. You say chaticha nas nevela b'shari sum. Rabbi Natan said yes. This is famous. Rabbi Natan said yes. Rabbi Ephraim said no. I mean, there are many people on each side of this fence. But those are the two people who whacked it out. In the Sefer Chulin, you say Chaticha Naaser B'Shari Sur. Again, Rabbeinu Tam says yes, and the Rabbeinu Ephraim said no. So what the Vilna Gaon is saying over here, that even if you'll say Chaticha Naaser Tevela, not by Heter, you don't say Chaticha Naaser blank. You can't use the word Nevela. It's Heter. Says the Beis Yosef. Wait a minute. We already learned that according to most poskim, Chometz is not called hetera. Therefore, the Mechaber left this out. I repeat, the Mechaber left it out because the Mechaber holds you do say chaticha nasis nevela by Chometz before Pesach because he's Surah Bola. So again, now you have four nafkaminas with a hetera or Yisura. It started off, Rabbi Osai How, with the question of kashering with Hagola or Libun. If it's like kachim etera bola, it's enough to have a gola. If it's yisura bola, you have to have libun. That's the original nafkamina. We suggested another nafkamina. You say not bar not. Not bar not means it goes from A to B and B to C. Whether it's still considered having sufficient taste to make things awesome. By yisura you do, by hetera you don't. You just had another passing nafkamina by enravat nisul chatchila. Plus it's not the heter. And the fourth nafkamina, you say chaticha nasa nevela. And these words chaticha nasa nevela, which I just told you about peh, are found in your, first of all, let me tell you where else it's found, in Matzis HaShekel. Right, if you guys want to look it up later, in Sivkotan Mem, in Simen Tov Nun Aleph. It's much greater discussion than the Gra. The Gra is always a few words, you know how the Gra goes. And the Matzis HaShekel writes things longhand. What does that mean? Rabbeinu Ephraim says, what? Because we don't say chaticha nasis nevela. Let me read what he says. You have beer. What's beer? Well, it's part water, it's part barley. Okay? So even if the entire barrel absorbed the beer, who cares? We don't have to compute the entire barrel as being absorbed from chametz. No. It's only partly chametz and partly water. So therefore, even though next time around you fill up the barrel with wine, and the wine does not have 60 times, the wine does not have 60 times the volume of the walls of the barrel, you don't need 60 times the walls of the barrel. You know why? Because the barrel itself absorbed from barley and absorbed from water. Prorate it. The second half of the barrel is filled with water. Oh, chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. Then the water itself became chametz in effect. Right? Oh, so that's the problem. Says the Machzor Shekel, we pass it in Yerodeya. Simon Tzadi Dalet Tzivav and Ago. A lot of Yerodeya this week. The B'davar Heter, lo armina nas nevela. It's not nevela. You don't say chaticha nas afleshiks, if I may paraphrase. Or chaticha nas afleshiks. We don't apply that rule. That's the found in the Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeya Tzadi Dalet. Vav. Even though Pesach, the Sarim are Asur, when it was absorbed before Pesach, the Sarim are Mutter, it's a Terebola. He said, that's what the Mordechai said, a Terebola, and therefore you don't say Nasa Nevela. You would never figure it out from this one line. The top line of page test, column 2. Shani Hocha de Tera Bolik, Misharina Tefima Sharisa Poletis, Ubota Mishishim, you could never figure it out on your own. You need the Machsa Shekel to explain it by Riches, what's going on over here. You don't take the entire wall, it's just stopped filled with treif, only proportionally. And the barley and the water is only a small proportion. And you don't take a Dicha Nasan available when it comes to head. Everyone with me so far? Let's pause it again. Four instances where a Tera Bolik could be relevant. We started with Kasher and Kalim. The Gemara says enough, I involved in the Sechta Avodah Zarah. But although if it goes in with fire, it goes out with fire, that's only by Yisura Bola. If it's a Tera Bola, we're talking about the case of Kochin, which a Heter at the time that they're absorbed, even though it was went on the fire, such as a Shvud, you can go out with water. Why a Tera Bola? Well, that's number one. Number two, we have suggested not Barnat. Question, of course, becomes if something goes from A to B and B to C, we sort of, again, a Tera Bola was a top tosis and a base. Not Barnat is the bottom tosis and a manal. The two tosis went after the other. Not Barnat, the Hetera works. You have meat into a pot, and the pot into the fish, kosher meat, so then it's not considered to be fleshic. But if it was tray for meat, then the fish is tray. Not Barnat, the Yisura. Again, number three, Emevad Isla Chatchila, but not Hetera. And number four, by Isis say Chaticha Nasa Nevela, by Hef, they don't say Chaticha Nasa Fleshik, so Milch, or Chomet before Pesach, if all the terrible as the case may be. Rabbi also, everyone with me so far, four potential differences, is only a terrible or Yisurabal. Everyone with me so far, the Prichadish assumes all four sink or swim together. You can't really divide one from the other. It's all the same thing. That's a Prichadish assumption. We started reading it last time, and there's certain problems within the Shulchan Aruch if you assume that way. Fine. Okay. Fine. Now, the one who introduced it into the Nat Bar Nat story was the Holy Ran, the Ran himself, but the Ran himself wasn't sure to even say it. Let's open to the Ran and see the words inside. Again, the more we see inside, the better off we are. Be able to see, reorient ourselves. The Ran, Rabbi Osai, discusses this matter. Where is the Ran? She's right here. We saw the Ran last week. We'll find it again. Page Chav Bey, but where in Page Chav Bey? Oh, thank you. Correct. Thank you. It's exactly right after. Thank you. Okay. Umaskina, let's start with part one. Hilchos Eidi v'Eidi Barosna v'Klivishon. Thank you. Because of arriving, Dafka Sakina de Pisco, the Saga Barosna. Why? Hetera Bola! That's exactly what I told you. The arriving compares Chometz before Pesach to Kochim, before it became Nosa. Malecha de Tera Bola, I feel the Dvarim Shishmishin Aideo Ur, Saga de Bagala. That's what Ravashi said, then I wrote a Zara. Fine. This is a famous arriving sheet. Famous Ravid Shita. Okay? Fine. This is what the Ran quotes in the name of the Ravid. Others say no. Not true. They say that it's Yisurabal. Who said so? The Ramban. It's quoted in the paragraph for Chain Zu in our print. It's after the big Avo on the column 2. They're always quote the Ramban in Avodah Zarah. Kol ha-kelem ha-bluim mechomets ha-afalpi she-bluu kodem ha-pesach isur ha-bali. And it's atshvish ha-idei ha-or tzrichim libun. When the Tera Bola only by Kochim. Because when the kashim came in, there was no shame Israelim at all. It was, how can you call it Noser? It's before the time is up. That's Pshat in the Rif. The Rif quoted all these halachas of Levim by Pesach. According to the Rabbi, they don't belong by Pesach whatsoever. It is our initial foray into this discussion. Now, Rabosai, we come to the Ran at the end of Chol Gimel. The last paragraph of Chol Gimel says, Umiyu. We have a different print, Umiyu in big bold letters. Quotes to read and talks about Azara. Shekelen shemagilim echometz and magilim osum konez man isa shalchometz muta la'agilos and afilu b'nayom. Normally, Rabosai, with a general principle, Allah alamaisa, should never kasher a pot unless 24 hours have passed. Why? Well, you've accomplished nothing. What's happening? The trefa will go out of the pot into the water and go right back into the pot. A disaster. Right back into the pot. A tragedy if that happens. It's terrible. We're right back on accident. Before Pesach, before this man is an exception. Why? Should that be no sentam, by no sentam, shall head there. Not by not their terror. Kodim shavo yisul kedonim shall live a karsh v'dachim v'kudach. The famous source. The meat to the pot to the fish. Here you have what? From the chometz to the pot to the water to the pot. It's actually three knots, not two. How do you say? Tovim ha'shnayim anechot, right? Vachush la meshulosh, v'heri anosek. So three is better than two. Three knots. Okay. But then comes the problem. The evshar l'chalek tzas. That's a pretty weak phrase we saw last week. Evshar, maybe. L'chalek, a distinguished tzas. A little bit. That's not so powerful a phrase. Maybe you can make a distinction. How so? The Shemda Hossam turned the page to page Chav Dalet in our print. One line. The Hossam ain't shame Yisur Chal Olav. Kind of Basa B'cholav. Aval Hachamei Kora Hachameitz V'hash L'chameitz. So here is like a Prichadosh. This Efshad L'chalek says it's exactly the Prichadosh. Just as the Ramban said before, it's considered to be Hater Yisur Abola. You have to have Libur, it's not enough to have Agola. So too, it's Yisur Abola. So we cannot apply the principle of no sentam by no sentam, and you cannot rely on Eina Ben Yomo when it comes to... No. You cannot kasher a Ben Yomo if it's a chometz stick of pot before this man achilas, sof man achilas chometz. Doesn't work. Because why? It's Yisur Abola. So suggests the Rav. Doesn't say it definitively. He only suggests it. Fine? Fine. So, the Ran is more noted that we should say it is considered to be Heter. Why? The Ran before seems to quote the Ramban approvingly as Yisur Abola, and he quotes the Rif holds that way. Suddenly over here, it's only an Evshel L'chalek Tzas. So perhaps Rabosai, we can make the following distinction. It's true that the Prichodesh put everything in one big, you know, Bechoda Machta Machtina, put all into one, put all his eggs in one basket. We can make a distinction and say no. When it comes to kashering with Hagola as opposed to Libur, there the Lumdus prevails. The Lumdus of has shame, doesn't have a shame, as Ramban said. When it comes to the other nafkaminas, Rabot said, don't give me lumdus. Be practical. Practically speaking, right now is it usr or right now is it mutter? If it's usr, it's one thing. It's mutter, it's another thing. Right now it's mutter, it's mutter. Over here. Not bar not that teira. Right now it's mutter, it's mutter. Maybe chanan as well. Right now it's mutter. Bottom line, depends upon the pearl mamish. That may be a distinction. Interestingly, the one who compares these explicitly is the Rashba. The Rashba explicitly links these two together. Links them together. Because chometz is not barnat the isura, and it's mutter only beheter. That's what he says. The Rashba says beferish. The Rosh seems to argue. Because the Rosh, that's how we all got started earlier with the question against the Rosh. Let's turn our attention back to the Rosh. Okay, let's move from the Ran to the Rosh, Rabbi Osai. The Rosh is here, Perek Bey, Simon Zion. I've also been chasing on from last week. Perek Bey, Simon Zion. By By the way, before I wanted to share Chaticha Nas and the Vela in print, because we didn't really see it, we saw it briefly last week. This Carbon Asano Simon Zion has it. Okay, he asked the question. So, Rabbeinu, Shilig, and Anoshes, and at the end, Bishop Kushuzu, his kind of appears Rabbeinu with Ryan, the law of Minan, Chatika, what's Nun? Nasa Nevela, other Babasa Bacholik. Well, Nasa Amayan Nevela, who Mad Isa Niflet Menayora, Chosu Venivla, Besocho, Magilo Shanis, but also Ma'at Isur Botel Beshisha Bemayan, Al Kam, Rabbeinu Ephraim. And here, that's really, I want to show the expression of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. In any event, Rabbi Osai, what's the rush take, the rush's take on all of these things? So let's take a look slowly and see how the Rush responds to these two questions. That's kind of the two fundamental questions. Number one, how do you kasher Rav Osai a chometz stick shpud on Pesach? Do you require fire or is it enough to have water? Well, the Rush, like the Rif before him, quotes the Gemara Avodah Zarah verbatim. It's the last five lines, the five wide lines at the bottom of column one on page Yud Aleph in our print. And remember, we're discussing over here Hilchos Pesach. So the simple pshat in the Shitas HaRosh, like the Rif before him, as pointed out by the Ran, is that you apply, you require a libud. Take a look at the Korban HaSadol Dalet. Again, this is Chazar. Dalet. V'dehevi HaRif Rabbeinu Kan Mashmel V'shem Issa Chometz Nami Tzorach Libud. And that's Mashmel Rabbeinu Sof Simon Zeh. Shuvas HaRosh. Okay, I kochim shpud ba'askala magila berosin. Tzorach loma the shani kochim beterabala. Have a chomet shmo'olav. As the rock, what's the name of the Ramban? The problem is, here's the kashra pichodash. And Cain, Rabbeinu b'sam b'lo sviru le'sorazu. Why? I mean the korban asan al dala. Dika'om ha'korban shoch ha'mishis. Mutal ha'agal ha'filu b'nei omam. Shemnawi na'at ba'anat. V'kulo ha'hete. Dagam shalom b'kara. Uvakushazu Novoch Sever Prichodosh or Chaim Simatoplin Bays, Veiniach Bitsarach Ion. Sarach Ion. Tremendous kash. Kobanasan is what we'll call a Balabata Shateras. What does he say? Vindira. Ravashi Shulevoda Zardafayav Mechalik Vena Terabali Surabolas, Vilenami, Svartra Papa there. What does he say? High Korid, high low Korid. What does that mean? Halashanor Viteruto. The stomach of Tony Ashbud Vaskal and Malab Nabu'ur, Fidel Diyadina and the Nabi, she called Shaitle Bravashalahu. It's not car. What does car mean? It gets ensnared and meshed because it's not used too often. It's used very often, low current. Avagabe Chomet Avagab, the Hatera Bola, Hatam Nidbek Bo Miskasha Blia, Benoch Litho. But Koshim has two things going for it. Number one, Hatera Bola, and number two, low current, because they use it every single day. And you need Tarte Bina, as opposed to Isser Eno Kari. In order to be mutter, you need two things going for it. The Gemara says, we pass on halacha. Number one, a terabola, and two, low karet, used on a frequent basis. You have them both when it comes to kachin. When you have to isur a bola, you don't have it. When it comes to a terabola of karet, you also don't have it. A balabata answer is given by the Korban HaSadol over here in Sif Kodon Dalet. That's what he says. I have trouble believing it. But I just want to let you know that's what he says. You can't ignore what is actually printed. You can't ignore what's printed. Okay. Now, the Pashup shot is that this is incorrect, the Korban HaSadol, it's too fancy. Rather, we again distinguish between kashering with water as opposed to fire, with explicit in the Gemara, Terebari Sulaba, and the Russian, and the Ram, and the Ramban seem to hold, if it's Shmo Olav, it's a problem. But the other three examples are functional. Bottom line, it's mutter. Don't give me lumdus. Don't hack me with lumdus right now. Mutter is mutter is mutter. So it appears. Again, the Rashba is the one who puts them together, and the Rosh separates. And the truth is, as the Achronim point out, it would seem that the Rosh is correct to separate them. You know why? We just saw the Korban HaSadol, Rav Osai. In Avodah Zarah, I involved there are three or four ways to explain the Gemara. One of them is Rav Ashi Atera Bola. Rav Papa disagrees. Doesn't Rav Papa agree that not by not that Atera is Mutter? We have to assume the answer to that question is yes. So therefore, Hetera Bola, when it comes to Hagolah versus Levan, it's controversial amongst Amoraim. Not by not that Atera is unanimous. You see, Klar, there are two different sugyas. Not only that, but there were those who maintained that Rav Ashi is at the end rejected. Rejected. And Rav Ashi said, so we don't accept the halacha. Maybe tomorrow, if I bring you in a, when I have it here, Yerodei, I can just show it to you a little bit now. If you want to look it up later on your own, Yerodei is very important for this week. As I said, if you bring in a Yerodei, I won't know it either. Volume 1 of Yerodei, the standard edition. We're talking about Hilchos Basa, Mechalav, and Taruvos. Just to give you a small taste of this issue, it's in Siman Tzadi Gimel. Tzadi Gimel is a very short Siman. As opposed to the Sadi Gimel, it's only one Sif. Sif Echad, the whole thing. Sif Echad. So there's a what they call a Mata Yehonasan, written by the Abyonasan Abeshitz, going on in Nekudas HaKesef, written by the Shach. And it was all talking about the Gemara of Avodah Zarah on that Ayin Vav. Is it accepted of Halacha, or is it rejected La Halacha? So there are many who contend that although Rav Ashi said it, it's not accepted the halacha l'maisa. Along the Kudas HaKesef in Siman Tzadi Gimel, and not everyone agrees that it is accepted. How could it be not accepted? In the case they used to use the kutchen kelim every day for a korban chatas, and every day it turns no sir. Rabosai, when is the clock strike 12? Oh, I gave it away. When the clock strikes 12 and becomes no sir, right? Ad chatzos, midarais alos hashachar, v'gavon ad chatzos. How can you cook it in the next day? It's already no sir. That's the Gemara's question. So what do you mean you reject the answer of Hetera Bola? The answer they give is no. It's min b'mino, Rabosai. Min b'mino midarais is batel b'rov. We paskin, quote almost everybody except for Rashi. So this is batel b'rov midaraisa. And that's why you can cook the next day. Even though Rabbo said we don't accept the explanation of Hetera Bola. That's I'm showing you again, I'm giving you a Mara Makomas. If you want to look it up here in those sources, in Siman Tzadi Gimel in the Yerodei. I'm not going to go read it right now. Either it's rejected or even it's accepted. It's only one opinion in Amoraim, where everyone seems to accept the rule of not by not the Hetera. Rabosai, the Rashba, right over here in Siman Tzadi Gimel, the Torah quotes it, is an incredible chiddush, the Shitasa. I can take water and cook it in a fleishig dish, and then I can use the same pot, and then use the same pot for milk. Why? Because the taste of the Rabosai, the taste of the meat was weakened when I put the water in, even if it wasn't roasting, it wasn't a full Hagola process. Not by not, he says. Not by not. However, the Rosh says no. That's only by min b'mino over there. Rav Ashi might actually be rejected. Halacha l'maisa. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch again. Tov nun beis. Hilchos Pesach. Again, I have a big one. I'll read with you into the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. Open your Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch. Same as the regular Shulchan Aruch. Tough Nun Beis Sif Aleph. You're going to see the problem. Let's first take a look. Let's see the. We'll start off by Tough Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. We get it Chazar from last week. Tough Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. What does it say there? Kalim Shemishtav Shleihur Shpudim Askelos Srichim Libun Rabosai Srichim Libun. What does that mean? The Mechaber Paskins, Isura Bola, right? And that's how Mishnah Berurah read last week. Sivkot Mechav Ches, Akdama Ptsara, right? And the Shulchan Aruch passes Isura Bola, Rova Poskin, and the Mechaber. But he said that there are other Snifim Tzdadim we can be Mekel. This is what he said at the very end of Sivkot Mechav Ches. For example, Tov Nun Beis Rabosai, Sif Aleph. What does he say? The Mechaber says, Yesh Lizor La'agel Kodem Shosh Chamishis, So you shouldn't have to be so careful about Bnei Yoma. Whoa! So a Ben Yoma is okay. Why? Because that Teira Bola. So he swore last week with Be'er Alocha She'ein. Didn't like it. She'ein Shrikin, so it's the next page, page 90 in the typical print. The Be'er Alocha. He named Haramo Mechaber. Hold one sheet, not by not the Teira. But the Prichonish and the Gras say no. I called him a Teira Bola. But the Mechaber passed him back and tufted him out of Siddab. It's Yisura Bola. But it's a steer in the Mechaber, Abosai. A steer in the Mechaber. A steer in the Mechaber. Wow. 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 A steer in the Mechaber. That's a problem. A steer in the Mechaber. So the answer has to be, that we consider it, we are make on the Shalom. We have to make on the Shalom. Why? Apparently there's no equation. We can say you require Libum. At the same time, we're going to consider it to be a not bar not der teira. Atkan, the only answer that can be given, the chora, because the korban asal is the answer too much of a chiddush, korid, low korid. Hashem, we don't pass with that particular sheet. Okay, this is my initial comment, Rabbi Osai, on the Simon Tufman base. Yes, sir.
Can Rabbi just explain
my teretz again? My teretz is not great teretz. I'm just saying that the prichodesh equates all these rules and regulations, everything's equated. What are the four things? It's kind of the four things. What are they? You can kasher a grill with hagol. Yisura bala, no. Eter bala, yes. Is it not by not that? What kind of not is it? Yisura bala, not by not. Yisura is no good. Etera, it's good. Eirvat iser lechatchila, iser, but not heter. Finally, chanan. Say chanan by yisura, not by etera. The Tichara seems to say it's all four. It's four or nothing, right? Double or nothing. Double is four. So it's four or nothing. Okay. Now in the same simon, Rabbi Osai, simon Tuf Nun Beis, I'm going to read you a brief excerpt from the Bogan Avraham. This Bogan Avraham is fascinating. Keep your Mishnah Brewers handy, because I'm going to give you Mara Makomas, but the Bogan Avraham quotes. Again, it's Tuf Nun Beis and Sivkot Nala. He says, "Makelim v'nei yoma." Okay, let's read together, Rabbi Osai. Tuf Nun Beis Siv Aleph. You look in the Bar Hetev Beis, who quotes the Magen Avraham Aleph verbatim. Afal pishakli ben yoma v'ein shishim negdo afilu hachishari v'shum dehavi nat bar nat dehetera mashek and achashohei. The kasha to be simen tov mem zayin sifhei. O sera ma dvar amis bashlim bichleim. V'lo hiti mitam nat bar nat. V'lo ma matikan lechatchila. Tremendous kasha. The Magen Avraham's kasha, which is paraphrased in Bar Hetev. Answer the Magen Avraham. V'yesh lomar the hocha kevan the ika harbe tamim. Let's count. When I'm machal a kli, when I kli the mayim, when I'm mayim the kli, shari. What is this? A triple knot. Not bar not bar not. Therefore, it's mutter on both sides. That's the Magen Avraham's answer. Let's take a look quickly in Siman Tuf Mem Zayin that he quotes in Sifhei and see what it says there. But always follow what he says. Tuf Mem Zayin, Rabbi Osai, please turn to the Ramah in Sifhei. It's quite a lengthy Ramah. Just turn that briefly. Since he tends, we should look at it. We have no choice but to look at it. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Everyone see Tuf Mem Zayin Sifhei? Please turn back. The Ramah. I know it's a long one, but we're not going to just do the whole thing. Just a small part. Says the Ramah like this. I mean, the middle of the Ramah, smack in the middle. Ruadin in this Arev Mashu Midvarim Elu. I'm reading to you right next to the Bar Hetev Chav Dalet. You should all have. Right after that. Ruadin in this Arev Mashu Midvarim Elu Tocha Machel Shen Lahachmir Lesser Atarobes Kain Nirali. What does that mean? Says the Magen Avraham, which you probably haven't in your Mishnah Brewers. Let's take a look. Tuf Mem Zayin Siv Hey. Give me a second to find this. Ein lahak lelech lesser atarovis. I guess you don't have the wisdom of the Rambam, but maybe the Mishnah Berurah paraphrases it. Oh, yes. Sivkot Samachay. It's a paraphrase. Chada, the Yesh Poskim Shesov, the Plagueis Kalim, have a no sin tam by no sin tam. Shachomet no sin tam by Kli, Vatli no sin tam by Shuman Miyayim, Mutter Kodem HaPesach. So some are matter that it's not bar not before Pesach. Some. Because some are lenient, so the Ramah is willing to say in a pinch, Rabbi Osai. Only in a pinch, he says, Yontav Achron, again, excuse me. What did in the story, Masha Bedrom Elish, Otoha Machel, Shein Achron, that's what the Ramah is, came near Ali. So what do you mean, Shein Achron, that's it? In a pinch. What do you mean, in a pinch? It should be Het to Gomer. That's exactly the question which the Mogan Abraham is raising. If the Mechab and the Ramah, Rabbi Osai and Simon Tov Nun Beis, Sif Aleph, on matter with impunity, why in Tov Mem Zayin Sifei the Ramah asks from, what do you mean he asks it? He asks it Lechatchila. Let me just read you briefly from the Machtzis HaShekel, if I can find it. No, I can't find it, it doesn't elaborate. He doesn't seem to be matter offhand, just like this. It's true, yes, the Mishnah Berurah does quote over here a possibility of not bar not. And he wasn't a Ben Yomo, and Bastan Lufkan. So be the Yevet, we shouldn't ask in the Tarovus. But to use the actual Kli, no way. No way, absolutely not. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Samachem. In your Dua, Shakli, Nispasha, I am in Ben Yomo, we have some comments. That the Tarovus is in fact Aser. Why? It should not bar not lehet lechud ein lehatir, the lekama poskim. Not by not also the Muhammad's Afkon Pesach, the Surah. Rebbeinu Shalom, the Mestira. Here in Tufnun Beis Aleph, Ramachab Ramah make it like this. Not by not the Etera. And here in Tufnun Zayin, he's not matter with impunity. Had the Mogan Avraham and the Bear Hate to quote the answer. No. Here are only two knots, here are three knots. Rabbi Sai, do two and three really make a difference? What's the difference? It reminds me of last year, Klisheni, Klishlishi. What's the difference? What's the difference? Two and three? It's all really the same thing. This question, that two and three is fundamentally the same thing, is not my question. It's not my question. It's not my question. The question is raised by the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. In Tufnun Beis, Sivkot and Aleph. He quotes this distinction. Says the Vilna Gaon, nothing doing. Why is the Magen Avraham wrong? The Bisura and Chilup and Beis no same time. Oh Yoser, Rabbi Yoser, when it comes to Yisura Bala. It's absolutely no difference if it's 2, 3, 5, 100, 1,000. It's all the same thing. All exactly the same thing. Therefore, the Magen Avraham's answer, he says, is incorrect. It's incorrect. Incorrect. So, the big prop. So, they stay on the side. To look in the back, they have a kovetz of Kisveyad in the My Fancy Shulchan Aruch. I'll read it to you from the kovetz Mefarshim Miksav Yad. Just to read you, he quotes a sefer called the Nimukei Hagrim. Read you what he says. The Gros question is a very powerful question against the Magen Avraham. So how does the Nimukei Hagrim answer?
Is the Gros a riot? Is the case or is the Gros a riot?
Yeah, I'll bring you the right, not this minute. The Gaon is right. The Gaon is absolutely right. It says like this. Hagra cost is the lesser. The Bisura and Chiluk Ben Bay is a gimel. The Gaon is right. Says the Griv, that the mechab has a tzir of hashidus, a hachra. Tell me, is chametz yisurah balateva? I don't know. If there's no other tziruf, he's going to pass in what? Yisurah bala. Sounds like reminds of the korban asana. But if it's another tziruf, the korban asana, the other tziruf was korid versus no korid, right? Here's a different tziruf. What's the other tziruf? What's the other tziruf? He says it's false. I'm not sure if it's a terrible yisurah bala. If there were two knots, then Rashi says it's usur, even though a terrible. What Rashi? Rashi said like this: the only time it dovim sha'olul bekara, it was just put down there on a hot dish. But if it's this bashel, if it's cooked, so more taste comes out in cooking than if you just put it there, just put it down. It's not cooking. So Rashi's a bigger machmir. He's even machmir by not manat de'atera. So he's a svek svek ala hachmir. According to the Rashi, but it's yisurah bala. And according to Rashi, it's not even called not bar not. That's why it's us. When it comes to three knots, so then what we said from Rashi does no longer apply, and then we'll say it's a not bar not de'atera. That's a grief. It's really almost difficult to believe. But that's what he says. That's what he said. It's very hard to believe. That's what he says. I don't know. I mean, that's what he says. I have trouble believing it. But I think what I said to you before is more correct. It's more correct. But now, Rabbi Osai, let us analyze the issue in depth of no sentam lefgam on Pesach. We've only discussed it briefly. We saw that the Rosh here makes an allusion to what he said in the Masechta Avodah Zarah. He thinks that it's mutter. And that everyone agrees. Let's turn our attention, Rabbi Osai, first to the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Mem Zayin Sif Yud. That's where it comes up. Tov Mem Zayin Sif Yud. Rabbi Osai, we're now turning our attention to Nosen Tam Lifgam, and we'll see soon how it interacts with Nat Bar Nat. These are all these very important Yisodos and Yerodea, which we're privileged to learn on one daf. It's all daf lav and psach. We're not off the daf. It's all here, right in front of our noses. It's in front of our nose, we have to open up your eyes. It wasn't be funny nose, you don't see it. But it's right here. It's right here. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows in Siman Tov Mem Zayin. Let's take a look. So again, so in Sif Yud, Rabbi Osai, Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Yud, Shulchan Aruch talks about this question. What's the status of Nat Bar Nat when it comes to Chometz with Pesach? What does Shulchan Aruch say? No, wrong Sif. Sif Yud, I'm sorry. No sentam lefgam mutter gam bePesach. Ramah, yesh machmir. What can be more clear? The machlokas and machaben Ramah, right? The machaben, we'll see soon in the Rishonim momentarily. Comes along Rabbi Osai, the Bongan Avraham, in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sivkot Nechov Gimel. So it's like this, you know? What did it say in the Ramah? Please turn back to the same Ramah we just came from. Where we came from? Look what it says. Ava B'shuman Mehutach. Where we left off? In the middle of the long Ramah. B'kli Chometz. Asr Medina. Im Lohayu Nistar B'shas Asiyas V'michimot. Shlovitichu also B'kli Chometz. Shehem B'nei Yomon. But what about a Kli Chometz, which is what we call a Ben Yomo? Frank the Bavan Avram, Chav Gimel. Afal Gav, no Stalif Gam, also the Chatchila, as we saw in the Ramah in Sif Yud. But here it's called B'di Yevet. Here it's called B'di Yevet. This is a Mogan Avram Sivkot Mechav Gimel. Those who have Mishnah Brewers can look it up. Back in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Rabosai Sivhei. Well, this is paraphrased, I believe. Let's take a look. It's a very lengthy Ramah. Look on the word Shehein B'nei Yomon. Shehein B'nei Yomon. Oh. Where is it? in a second we'll find it. The wrong page, that's why. Page Chafei in this print. Aber b'shuma mehuta p'tli chametz with a small mish the brewery is when hey, aser, mitvina, l'hoyen esar b'shas esiyos mechametz, v'shlo yitichu osim p'tli chametz shehein b'nei yom. Okay. It's the Mordechai. The Mordechai, we'll see soon, it's the Mordechai in Pesachim, in our parent. Now, what do you mean, B'nai Yoma? Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Mishnah Brura, Nun Ches, Nun Ches, talks about B'nai Yoma and not B'nai Yoma. And the question is raised, but the Mechaber himself, the Ramon himself is Machmir, and Simen Tov Mem Zayin, the same Simen and Sif Yud, to be Machmir, even by Eino B'nei Yom. Okay? So it's a problem. It's a problem. So, Rabosai, the answer, I believe, is as follows. When do we say that the problem of Nosen Tam Lefgam is only on Pesach? What does that mean? I have a pot, the pot was dormant for who knows how long, and I decided on Pesach to use it, and the Ramah says, if we machmir, no sentam lefkam on Pesach. Therefore the food is trash. Fine. What will happen the other way around? By show of hands, in whose house did they cook for the Seder before Pesach? And whose house even before Chatzos and Erev Pesach? They're cooking a week before they're cooking. So now, even those who hold that Nos and Tam of Gam is also on Pesach, but that's only if you cook on Pesach. If I cook 2 days before Pesach and it's Nos and Tam of Gam, then everyone should agree that it's mut. Everyone should agree that it's mut. Everyone should agree that it's mut. That's beautiful. That's very beautiful. It's fantastic. That's terrific. So therefore, over here, the only time it's going to be a problem is when, if he tichos of the kli chametz shehein b'nei yomon. But if it is not b'nei yomon, it's not a problem. Either Amos machmir in sif yud. No, he's only a machmir in sif yud in the case. Will you cook on Pesach? Will you cook before Pesach? Not. What is the difference? This Rabosa leads us to the fundamental issue. What is the fight? What is the argument when the Nostan of Kam is Mutter Pesach or Rosh Pesach? What are they, who wants to give me a suggestion? What are they fighting about? The Lumbus. What are they fighting about, Rabosai? Should it be us or should it be Mutter? Anybody? Yes? Okay. But what's the difference if it's no Tam of Gam? No Tam of Gam was said even by regular Yisur, it said. It's a general principle. So let me give you the answer for my own lungus. Maybe we'll have a chance to see it inside as we go. For both sides, the fundamental machloikas, and believe that maybe tomorrow, I made copies of the Russian of Avodah Zarah, which is tomorrow's year. I both say everyone should take one on the way out. But maybe we'll also make copies of the Rashba, Torah Sabayis. We have to see it inside. The Torah Sabayis, the Vedic Sabayis, the Mishmeres Sabayis, and they go to it. They will pick a couple of pages copies. You have to see it inside. Let's first talk about the outside, which is better that way. It's easy to understand if you're hearing from a Rebbe, if you're reading in the complicated text, especially the small print. Rabosai, what's pshat in Nosen Tam Lefgam? How does it work? So I want to show it to you. The best place I can show it to you is the Ran at the very beginning of our sugya. The Ran is going to give you an excellent introduction to this issue. Again, you have it in front of you, so it makes it much more appealing to read through source of each mission that you don't have. It's the very beginning of the Ran of the Sugya. The very, very beginning. It's page Chaf Aleph in our print. It's Zayin Beis in the old print. So some say that when do you say no son of Gam, it's the servant required a tar. Ava b'chometz she'osu b'mashu. This is what the last narrow line, column 2, left-hand column of page Chafal. Okay? Some say that way. Velona Hirali, the man screams and jumps and says, that's not true. The man is showing us the town of Gam, Minavela, Sheena, Real, Ger, Gomila. Get the rather from the Vela. They in the Kriya Nevela. The Keva, that Filu Pogum Be'eno, Eno Asur. If it's Pogum Be'eno, it's not Asur. Hey, Chiester is Taruvaso. How is Asur is Taruvis? That's the question we raise. Now, I already mentioned to you, Rabbi Osai, that there's a Gilead Marasha, which no one found for me yet. There's a Gilead Marasha here, look what I wrote in about a Zara, and I couldn't find it there. I'm guessing he's asking the following question. What's the pshat in Rabbi Osai in Nosnam of Kar? How does it work? There's a big dispute between these two giants, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba is the Beferish. The Nos and Tam Lefgam is based on Bittul Barov. It's based on Bittul Barov. The Chefta Shalis is Bittul Barov. Normally, what overcomes Bittul Barov is Tam. With the Raisa Tam, if you hold Tam Kika Daraisa, you require 60 times with Daraisa to be Mavatalit. Because if once you feel the taste is felt, and therefore it's no good. Rabosai. So when it's Nos and Tam Lefgam, the taste factor does not come into play. But what do you do with the cheft itself? Forget taste. Says the Rashba, the cheft itself is bottle barov. So the most critical factor is, what is the majority? Isser or heter? If the majority is isser, it's usser. The majority is heter, it's mutter. It's based purely on bottle barov. If the majority is heter, we normally say tam kika daraisa, yeah. But here the time is negative. The time is negative, so then it doesn't count. We go back to Bittul Barov. Rav Ol said, if the Rashba is true, and Rashba Lashitoso holds, you do not apply Nos and Tam Lefgam in Pesach. Why not? What other principle do we not apply in Pesach? Two words. We just said it. What are the two words? Bittul Barov. Not in Bittul Beshisha for that matter. There's no Bittul. B'mashu. So if no Sintam Lefgam is based upon Bittul Barov, there's no way in the world that they're going to apply in Pesach. The Rashba L'Shitaso. Maybe. The Rashba L'Shitaso. So, when does that happen? If you cook on Pesach, Rabbi Osai. But if you cook before Pesach, Rabbi Osai, before Pesach, we believe that chametz and Pesach, chametz is batel. Now is chametz batel. What does it say, Rabbi Osai, just to refresh your memories, in Siman Tov Mem Zayin Sif Dal in the Ramah, previous Sif, just to refresh your memories, Rabbi Osai, very important. What does it say in Siman Tov Mem Zayin in Sif Dalid? Mechaber. In this area, the chametz called Pesach is batel b'shishim, ain o chozer v'neir v'pesel as a b'mashu. Here's the answer, Rabbi Osai. If I cooked, when your mother, by mistake, this could happen, took a chametz stick of pot and cooked her chicken for the stay of the night, and she cooked it before Bedikas chametz, okay? And she hadn't used this pot for a week before. So it's going to be mutter. Why? Bittul Barov. I would always say Bittul Barov on Pesach. No! On Pesach, there's no Bittul Barov. But here's Bittul Barov, the night of Erev Pesach. The night of Erev Pesach, there is Bittul Barov. All the way until Chatzos, or the fourth hour, as the case may be, or the Pesach night, whatever it is. So therefore, since Bittul Barov, Enochos of Veneer. Remarkable. We understand much better now. The Pre-Chodesh used an expression, Enochos of Veneer. And then what he's talking about, what near? That's someone has. That's talking about what? Bittul Barov. We're not talking about Bittul, we're talking about Nos Tam Lefgam. What's the answer, Rabbi Osai? The answer is that Nos Tam Lefgam in turn is based on Bittul Barov, as the Rashi says, Beferish. So if it's Bittul Barov, you cooked it before Pesach, before Bdikas Chametz, or thereabouts, Pesach comes in a day later, Eino Choz of Veneer, and therefore the food that you cooked in your Chametz stick of pot by mistake, Eino Ben Yomo, is kosher to Pesach. I'll put my stamp on it. Kosher LePesach, under the Vada Riverdale. Some people still hold from the Vada Riverdale. Oh. Yeah. So I'll give you a shtempel. It's kosher the Pesach. I was cooking in a chametz stick pot. It's true, but it's b'di'evet. It's batel b'rov. I chose a veneer. No, I don't chose a veneer. This is pshara bosai in this distinction. Meiri, mamash terrific. This being the case, Rabosai, what happens? I mean, this is a serious matter. If somebody decides to cook on purpose in a kli she'ena binyama, on purpose, not by accident, on purpose, the Rashba suggests it's also b'di'evet. Also b'di'evet? How's that possible? Suggests. That's later, those are the intricacies. Why? We have a general principle. Not only is it aim about this l'chatchila, someone who violated the principle of aim about this l'chatchila, in some cases, it's also even b'di'evet. Here's the case. On purpose, you mevat this l'chatchila. We'll get the details later on. Rashba suggests that the food is no good even b'di'evet. How can it be? The answer is you're basing it on bitul barov. Again, details to follow. It may be also even b'di'evet. Rashba himself is not sure. He goes back and forth as far as this is concerned. Now this idea that I'm telling you that the reason for the machlokes when it comes to North of Kamba Pesach, is it based on Rov or not? Oh, so the Ra'am fights tooth and nail against its Rashba. And Rashba is completely wrong. Completely, completely, and totally wrong. And the Rashba fights back on the Shemar HaSabayim. Maybe tomorrow we'll joust with them together. But leaving out the names, the Lumbus is explicit, Rabbi Osai, in the Prima Garden. I'm reading it through two lines in Prima Garden. In the Mishpat Zozov, in Yerodeya, Simon Kuv Gimel, the end of Sivkot and Aleph. Let me read it to you. This is in Yerodeya. Look at Arachayim. Tiflis Pesach Tov Mem Zayin. No, Sintam Lefkam is a machloikis. Pshat. The Rashba asks, why? L'shitosei. That no, Sintam Lefkam mitam bitl barov. Chometz of Pesach is kol shuoseh. Oh. But those who say, if not based on bitl barov, leave out the names for them. That no, Sintam Lefkam is like nevela shen and really gear velo mitam bitl baro hu adin nos tam lukam but Pesach is roi lahatir. What a beautiful lumbus. Whether it's mutter or rosa depends if nos tam lukam is based upon rov. If it's based upon rov, it's also be Pesach. If it's not based on rov, it's mutter be Pesach. We'll see as we go not based on rov what that means specifically. We'll get to those details with the Pesach of the Shmaya as we go on. Oh. Rabbi Osai, what do you think about the following shayla? Not by not, but ochlin.
Is everything we're talking about
ochlin? What are we fixing silliness? Let me read you a Pischei Tshuva in Simon Tzadi Hei. Sivkot Aleph, which is the Simon by Nat Bar Nat. Simon Namet Nun Hei is entitled Dogum Mishpashu B'Kedera. It's all about Nat Bar Nat. In the Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot Nei is follows.
Which
Simon Pei, Tzadi Hei Sivkot Aleph. Prima Gonim says, Ein Nat Bar Nat Ela B'Kli Avalo Ba'Ochel. The machlokas, some say that way. Rashi and Ramban Mashma, not that way. What's Pshagas? What did Rashi say? Hetera bola, right? Hetera bola. We know hetera bola. Hetera bola is a major yisod, and the Rashba is the famous one who is like a prichodesh, puts everything together. All the inyanim. Hetera bola, which is found in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav, and not Bar Nat. It's all one big happy family. That's going to read either Rashi in Masechta Avodah Zarah on the Sugah Vetera Bola. But Rashi is follows. Hetera Bola, Rashi holds this principle of Hetera Bola. Let me read it to you. Hetera Gola. Sagile Bahagola. Find the rush that I'm looking for. Right, I'm not finding it, but we'll find it sooner or later. The Poshup shot that the reason for a terabola is next to the last line of the page. That's what took me so long to get there. The next to the last line of the page, when the Gemara goes back to the Terah Bola, says Rashi, you know why? Shebetok dofne akli hoya balua ume olam lo hukar isuro. Rabosi, we don't have x-ray vision. We can't see into a pot. We can't see into a pot. The issue was never hukar. Rabosi, we can argue, that's only true when it comes to pots. When it comes to pots, you can't see into a pot. Lo hukar isuro. When it comes to food, it is hukar isuro. You know how it's hukar? You know. Taste it. As the Rashba is an expression, perhaps we'll see tomorrow, in Chulin Sadetes. Timoso zu hakaroso. And therefore there's no hetera bala, which is the yisod of not bar not, according to the Rashba. The other poskim assume not that way. Because they're not going with the Rashba, the two separate svaras, the two separate sugyas, as we saw. When it comes to the one I was voted Zarayim, but we consider chametz to be surah bala. When it comes to Aranyanim, we consider it to be hetera bala. Oh. Now let us analyze Rabosai, the whole idea of not bar not. I think there are three shittas. I'll take a chidush in the floor. There are three shittas and not bar not. The standard pshat and not bar not, and this is what we call the tam kolush. The one who said it most firmly is the Ram. What does tam kolush mean? It's a weak taste. If it's a weak taste, it's not strong enough for Isa to take effect upon it. Again, not bar not, these surahs also forever, this is the Ram, not much forever. Why? Because even though it started off usur, even though it's weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker, it's still strong enough, as long as you taste it, to maintain the pre-existing issur. But not by not the hetero, it starts off as heter. What do you want? You want to create an issur now. For example, you have meat. Meat is heter. And it moves from one to another, to another, to another, as many times. And now you want to create an issur by adding milk. Too late, Charlie. It's tam kolosh. Introducing milk at this time in its development is not going to be enough to make an Isur because the meat taste has become so dramatically weakened. This is the opinion of the Ran, the simple pshat. We're talking about a case where you do taste, if something is tasted, but it's a tam kolosh.
Is this by a pot or by a
food? No, so the classical case. I have meat into the pot into the fish, and I put butter on the fish, het the gamon. Why? Because the meaty taste in the fish, it exists, you may taste it, but it's so weak, that it's not strong enough to become basa b'chala when the milk is introduced later on. The sheet is around. Referring to a case again where you do taste something, otherwise it's nothing to talk about, had to come. However, Rabosai, again, I'm not giving you every single maramot because it's long in the Yoredeya, and then it's even longer in the Prima Garden. If you can look it up in Simon Tzadi Dalid, the Siv Seidas of Cotton Chav Beis, his opinion is quoted from the Yam Shel Shlomo, Isa Veheter, many great individuals. They say, Rabosai, the only time that not bar not is mutter is when you don't taste it. If you don't taste it, everything's mutter. What are we talking about? No, it goes back to earlier this year. You don't say Chaticha Nasas Nevela. The whole var, the quote of these gedolim of not bar not, is exactly the yon tzichaticha nasis nevela by heter. We're talking about you do not taste it. When it comes to shari surim, it doesn't matter you don't taste it. It's usur anyway. Why chaticha nasa nevela? The one from A to B to C, as that's how we start off the shiur today. Since B became also, so C is also also. Not enough to move out of the whole B. But when it comes to hetera, so as you don't taste it, it's going to be okay. So according to these gedolim, it's again, Yamshel Shlombi Sevehetem, the whole word of not barnat is simply what? Is simply you don't say chanan by hetera. That's the fundamental machlokas. Fine. What is the third sheet? It's the Ramban. The Ramban seems to say, if I read the Ramban, again in Masech Tehulin, that's where it's found. Kuf Yud Aleph, that's where all sugyas found. He says, I'm going to tell you what my reading of the Ramban, I can't give you a guarantee it's correct, but I think it is correct, that the second taste cannot asa the third. Period. The second taste cannot answer the third. Of course, if you follow the Ramban, what should emerge? Not only should it work by not by not the hetera, it should also work what? Hello? By not the Yisur. What's the difference? My position is, believe it or not, Eino Chinam. Although we take it as almost from the Bible, there's no not by not the Yisur, because we're so convinced by the Ram. The whole world goes with the Ram. Most people never heard of the Yamshel Shlomo and the Yisvehetta. And they never heard of the Ramban. The Ram won. I should say it nicely. He wrote the Sefer. Everyone excludes the Ram. Everyone learns your day learns with the Ram. But there are two other opinions, in my view, on this very fundamental matter. Yes, sir?
Rabbis earlier said that it has to be that not bar not only applies to Heter, because if it applies to Yisr also, then why do you have to kasher Kalim? Why do you have to kasher Kalim and everything? It's just going to be not bar not.
Excellent question. Excellent question. If not bar not is of a Surah, is Mutter, so why should you ever have to kasher anything? Good question. It's an excellent, excellent. You're asking the best possible question in the whole wide world.
Sure
the Ramban said, the second knot can't answer the third. That's after clay midyan. What's clay midyan? I took pork, I put it into the pot, and I put kosher potatoes or whatever it is into the same pot. So therefore, it's only two knots, we're assuming. That's what the Ramban is assuming. If it's going to be three knots, that's going to be mud. Let's assume that for the moment. For the moment. This being the case for both sides, according to the Ramban, it's a new din. Nothing to do with any kind of a bitl or anything like that. It's just a new din. Namely, that the second time cannot give taste into the third time. So the Ran asks the question, if that's the case, not by not the Yisura should also be Mutter. That's the Ran's kash against the Ramban. And I'm answering, believe it or not, Enochinami. 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 I think it's really true. I know it's a radical Kiddush, but I happen to think that it's true. I think it's true. Narabosai. I want to discuss one final point. This is the point which we started talking about last week. The Ran has a kash against the Rif. Where is this Rif? The Rif talks about, can you take a loaf of bread that you baked in an oven that had the smell of fleshiks, can you not put butter on it? And the Rif said no. Remember that one? Even though he says, Reich alav milsa, It's like a davar sheish lamatir. Not really. Did you forget that? No, let's refresh your memories. Everyone say, open up one more time to the Balamor in the back, Perikates at Solon. Just a brief. I think it's page Yudches in the old editions. We have it over here on page Nun Dalin and Hay in our edition. The whole riff is quoted over here. In our edition, to the very top of page Nun Hay in the Balamor. You have the old edition?
I have the old edition.
I think it's Yud Ches, I think, somewhere. I think so. But Riv Sal, and he quotes a whole long riff in Perek Yid Anoshe, which is in Masech Techulin, and goes into a whole discussion. His bottom line is, what's his bottom line? He's like this. says the idea that you should not use the bread which was baked when there was a smell of fleshik, even goes according to the Levi who holds that recha lav milsa, lav milsa, and only mutter b'diyevet slow comma. And he says this is top of column 2, page and hey, it's like a dava sheesh lematirim, even bielef is lo bottom. Chol dava she echa bielef kureach bialmu bottle, and this passes exactly the same way. It doesn't really literally mean Yeshua Matirin. I can't be there. Ramban said, it doesn't apply Shalom Amino. He's a dig at the Balamor. He's a dig at the Balamor. The Balamor attacked the riff on many different grounds. But he said, somewhere, I can't find that sharp line. He said that where did I find that? It's such a sharp line. He says the Balamor was Meichel the Rif. He attacks, it's a kind of an attack. You know, he didn't ask the obvious question against the Rif. If you take it, the Yom HaShem HaTirin literally, here it is. For those who have our edition, you see the Al Yishabesh, column 2 in the Mechamas Hashem, it's on in Tejan and Hay, go up 5 lines. V'yod Meichel Balamor Mechila Gedola B'tos. Mechila betos shmulav shom mechila. He forgave the riff mistakenly. V'kan shigol devar shematirin tishamar ain't a bottle or amar lebemino. Have a lo shalom amino bottle. Mesechta the darim. What's going on over here? Shalmi. So he's trying to say over here the riff never meant geish shematirin literally. That wouldn't work because the riff is smarter than that. He didn't mean it literally. That's the Ran took it. The Ran has the kash and chulin. The Ran and that Mesechta Chulin right there has his question against the Riv. He says further than that, Rabosai. Not Barnat, Rabosai. Not Barnat is Mutter. Why is not Barnat Mutter? Why do we say it's a Dabba Shesh Lamatir? That's a tremendous question. Why do we say it's a Dabba Shesh Lamatir? It's the question.
What are the
Matirin? No, it's the same idea. Rabosai, not Barnat is a Tam Kolish. Right? Reach is Tam Kolish. So, we're mad they're both. Okay? But the same way as the Rif is Machba Lechatchila by Reach, he should be Machba Lechatchila by Nat Barnat. The two are basically the same thing, quoted Iran. Iran Lashitosa, where it's against the Rif. You, Rif, that you are always Machbir. What do you mean, Yeshua Matirin? Why have it with Melchix? Have it with Parv? He said it by Recha. You should have said exactly the same thing when it comes to this fish. True, it's mutter. But why have it with butter? You should might use it have it with margarine. Same idea. That's the Ran's cash against the Rif. It's a tremendous cash. It's a tremendous cash. And the question becomes, what will the Rif answer to this cash? So once again, introduce the words of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is found in Yerodea, and I'm not going to read everything. And Simon Kufches, thank you so much for saying what that is. Simon Kufches. Simon Kufches is a simon which says, Recha Milsa, Lav Milsa, quotes the Rif, the whole story. Says the Ramo as follows. He says, you know, but ideally, Imafa Pasin, Basa, Rasa, Lachla, Machal, if you have another loaf of bread, etc. Why? Because a mikol lechatchila, avlam ein lo pasach abereva muter b'shneim, says the Gra. He quotes the afilu b'basa b'chala shelo kedas arif. Yesh lamatirin. That's not true. That's not true. He doesn't like that. It's not considered yesh lamatirin and min b'shen amino. V'yod him came. Dogim sholom b'kar alam amutter. That's the Ran's kasha. The Gra quotes it over here in Simon Kufches, Sivkot and Tess. Umi dogim, says the Gra, ain't kushya. Why? Look what he says. Disham af mashahu leka. No tam kolosh, my friends. The Ran, the Shitoso, held it was tam kolosh. Therefore, yes, we have a right to compare Rabosai, not Barnat, with Recha Milsa. Because he assumes it's tam kolosh, the Ran, the Shitoso. But presumably the Rif felt like the Ramban. The Ramban said that it doesn't go at all. That's the Ramban's understanding. At least in some cases, we'll have to get to the details of the Ramban Shita as we go. It's not based upon so-called bittul, even a mashahu leka. The Ramban Shita, so it's tam kolosh. This is a very, very, very important yesod. Again, according to the Ramban, there is nothing there. What's the Ramban svara? Ramban svara is not bar not the second kanak of tamid to the third. Period. Obviously, Rabosai, if the Ramban is right, this has absolutely nothing to do with the Gemara Avodah Zarah. What happened to Gemara Avodah Zarah? You took a grill, you put chametz on it, and now you want to use it for Pesach. There's no 2 and 3. It's the same exact grill. There's no connection whatsoever between these two sugyas. We also have what? Of not bar not, which means two cannot give it to three, and the sugya of Ateri Surabala and Avodah Zarah Dafayin Vav. Two completely different sugyas. Completely different sugyas. Truth is, Rabosai, the Rashba is the one who compares it. What did Rashba say? Rashba holds he cannot have a new Easter and a shame chadash on Tam Kolosh. It applies to both. Not bar not, you wanted a new Easter called Basa B'Cholof. And Shpud, you want a new Easter called Nosar. Doesn't work. It's the Rashba compares them. The big question remains, what about the Ran himself? The Ran himself is the most enigmatic in this entire sugya. What exactly is his precise position when it comes to not bar not? What's his precise position we'll come to later with respect to Nosan Tal Lefgam? The Ran is a unique position. Apparently, according to this understanding, according to the Ran, he holds in Tam Kolosh, Rabosai. Tam Kolosh, listen to me carefully now, is misbatel. I repeat, it's misbatel when it's heter. Not the pshat at Tam Kolosh, it can't be, a new issa can't be chal upon it at a later time. It disappears. Tam Kolosh of heter, it just disappears. Poof, it's gone. If that's pshat according to the Ran, that pshat only works when it comes to not bar not. I have from the meat to the pot, from the pot to the fish, poof! The flesh of the pot disappeared. Tam Kolosh disappears in the thin air of Hetera. Alright? But that only applies Tam Kolosh. When it comes to the grill, where I put my salami right on top of that grill, and I had a Thanksgiving, what do you call it? People still doing it today. So you have to revive the gullies. And they're still busy with their Thanksgiving grills. Tailgating. Those who know what I'm talking about. So they're busy grilling and tailgating out of the Shigasin. Right? So this, that's the first taste. It's on the grill. That can't go poof. So that's what we're suggesting. It's only the Rashba who equates these sugars completely. But the Ramban for sure not, and even the Ramban not. Some different nuance. But these are some of the thoughts that I wanted to convey to you today. I'm sorry that a few Tamim are still out on their Thanksgiving extended vacation. Mishim, tomorrow, is tomorrow also a Chamishi Shel Golias, or tomorrow? Everyone's here. Regular? Okay. Please pick. Do you want to have a minute, Rabbi? We have. If everyone says, no, can't. Okay, so we'll have to